JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Tuesday morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
RB, what do they have to say?
Yeah, look, we sort of quite an interesting announcement. And after some very sort of heavy data drops last week, the pace of announcements slowing a little bit this week, so we can sort of sit back and reflect on all the information that we got. And, of course, it's a short week, so you can all go off and consume chocolate for 4 days, aren't you? But if you're looking for sort of further confirmation that monetary policy is working and does eventually weigh on those sort of stubborn parts of inflation, then I think we can see this in a new analytical note from the Reserve Bank. So I'm talking Reserve Bank, I'm talking employment, I'm talking inflation. Of course, one of the first acts of the new coalition government was to simplify and change the mandate under which the Reserve Bank sort of operates. They had been operating, remember, with that dual mandate, you know, keeping inflation in a range around 2%, but maintaining conditions consistent with maximum sustainable employment. That's been dropped. Sole focus is now inflation. But if you think that means the Reserve Bank isn't worried about the labour market, then you would be wrong. It remains a critical part of the inflation picture. The Reserve Bank yesterday released a new analytical note proposing improvements to the methodology used to assess the labour market indicators of inflationary pressure. So this is all quite technical. It's one for the boffins, really. But there's a real key takeaway in here, a key point, and that is those pressures, those employment pressures on inflation, they are now easing. And if you look at the four highly predictive indicators that the Reserve Bank has identified, they are easing to some considerable degree. Now, the four indicators that they have said are the most predictive is the ratio of job vacancies to unemployment. Now, this spiked very, very high through that sort of post-COVID era. It's now back to the sort of highs that we've seen between 2015, 2020. So that's good. The job transition rate, the share of workers switching jobs. Then we have the survey measure of labour as a limiting factor for business production. And we get this out of the NZIER quarterly survey of business opinion. And for quite a patch there, one of the main constraints for business was the supply of labour. That has changed now. It is now demand that's the key issue. And, of course, the big one is the simple unemployment rate.
Yeah.
Which is the one, if I look at all of these indicators, they're all coming off really nicely, except that unemployment rate. So let's keep an eye on that one.
OK, Fletcher Building, they've got some new people on board.
Yeah, the fallout sort of continues here. So this follows the recent result announcement. Obviously, it wasn't great. They've got continuing issues around the large construction jobs, got the pipe issue in Australia, profit write-downs. But we're now seeing changes being announced. Now, we knew that Ross Taylor was going to go. His interim replacement has been named, a guy called Nick Traber. He was the chief executive of the concrete division. He's been at Fletcher since 2021. So not a long time. He hasn't had a long tenure there. The search for the permanent replacement is ongoing. Traber is a candidate for that. Ross Taylor is available to help until August. There's also changes on the board. A couple of board members, Doug Mackay, he'll step down in June. Rob McDonald will not stand for re-election in October. Obviously, the chair has already gone as well. Mike, I just want to make one comment. There were sort of very strident calls for change after sort of the, you know, some of the problems that Fletcher had been through. I think the market, though, the professional market, would like to make sure that this is a well-managed transition. Mm-hmm. It's not just a sort of rushed clean out. You don't really want to lose the CEO and chair of the board at the same time, potentially very disruptive. So they've acknowledged that change is necessary. This change, it looks like it is being managed in it so that there is some continuity.
Good stuff. I need some numbers.
Oh, no, I can give you them. The Dow Jones down 152 points, just a little bit off this morning, 0.39%, 39,323. The S&P 500 down 10 points, 5224 at the moment, and the NASDAQ is down 14 points, 16,414. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 13 points, 7917. The Nikkei gave back a little bit of the recent gains. It was down 1.1%, 40,414. Shanghai Composite, 3,026, down about 0.75%. Australasia looked good yesterday, though. The ASX 200 up just over 0.5%, 7,811. And the NZX 50 over 12,000. We haven't seen that for quite some time. Up 0.74% yesterday. That's 88 points. Kiwi dollar. Now, here's something, Mike. Kiwi dollar is lurking around the 60-cent range against the US dollar. Mm. That's not great from an imported inflation point of view. against the Aussie 0.9180, against the Euro 0.5538, 0.4748 pounds, 90.93 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,175, and Brent crude creeping back up again, $86.60.
Yeah, I was paying 320 something yesterday for petrol. Go well, mate. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMIAWealth.co.nz.